Welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast from Orem Public Library. Are you ready to play? Let's go!
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast. My name is Miss Molly, and I am so excited that I get to join you this month. And I'm so glad you and your grown-up are here for some fun songs, rhymes, and stories. I hope you're here together, because doing story time together will make a big difference. You'll have more fun, and you'll have someone there to practice the skills with you that we're working on today. So can you turn to your special grown-up and give them a big high five and tell them thank you?
Thank you.
Here at Orem Library, it is summertime. Is it summer where you live? Oh, what fun things have you done? What about swimming? Have you gone swimming? If you've gone swimming, touch your nose. Ooh, that's a fun thing to do. What about going on a vacation? If you've gone on a vacation this summer, touch your knee. Oh, a vacation sounds so fun. Okay, what about going on a bike ride? If you've gone on a bike ride, touch your elbow. Where's your elbow? There it is. What about eating ice cream? Have you eaten ice cream lately? Ooh, if you have, touch your head. Wow! It looks like you've been doing some fun things. How much fun it must be at your house. Well, I have a most favorite thing to do when it's summertime. Have any of you gone on a hike yet? If you have, drum on your legs like a drum roll. Woohoo! That sounds like an exciting drum roll. Well, I need someone to go on a pretend hike with me. Are you good hikers? Let's pull on our hiking boots. Oof. Oof. And fill up our pretend water bottles. That's important. And put on your backpack. All right, let's hike off on the trail. And always remember to stay close to your grown-up to keep you safe. Can you get your hiking legs ready? I know a song we can sing while we go on our hike. Are you ready for it? It goes like this. Feel the breeze on your skin. Can you brush your hands up and down your arms? Feel the sunshine on your face. Twiddle your fingers on your face, on your cheeks, just like the sunshine. Now we march, 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 and we walk beneath the trees. Outside is the place to be. Oh, good job. Okay, now that we know it, let's sing it one more time. Ready? Feel the breeze on your skin. Move your hands up and down your arms. Feel the sunshine on your face. Now we march, march, march. Are you marching with me? And we walk beneath the trees. Outside is the place to be. Wow, we've come pretty far on our hike. We are definitely out in nature now. It is so pretty here. Let's look around. What kinds of things do you see out in nature? Ooh, maybe we'll see certain kinds of animals, like birds or squirrels. Or I bet we'll see water, like a river or pretty clouds. Let's pick a couple things and add them to our song. I'll leave some gaps in the song and you can fill them in with things you'd see on a hike. So you could sing like, I see birds, or I see rocks, or whatever you want to put in there. And if your special grown-up has ideas too, they can add it to the second line. Can you think of some things? I'll give you just a second to think of what words you want. Okay, let's give it a try. I'll leave some gaps. I see. Now we march, 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 march with me. Here we go. March, 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 and we walk beneath the trees. Outside is the place to be. Good job, friends! Your imaginations are so good. I love being out in nature. Grown-ups, it can also be fun to add a verse for things you can hear or things you can smell. That way you use all your senses to take in your surroundings when you're in a cool new place. One thing I see lots and lots of up here are trees. Sometimes you see lots of trees in the mountains. Can you stretch up high like a tall tree? Oh, stretch up, 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 up. Oh, so good. Help your branches grow so tall. And trees also have deep roots that dig down into the ground. Can you try to touch your toes? Oh, stretch down your toes. Wiggle your toes like roots that are going into the ground. Oh, those are some strong roots. And some trees have branches that grow to the side, too. Can you reach out to the sides? Oh, stretch, stretch, stretch. And some trees have leaves. Can you move your hands like leaves? Just a gentle sway in the wind. Uh-oh, what if now it's a windstorm? Shake your leaves faster. Oh, no. It's a windy day. Ah! Shake your arms all over the place. It is a windy tree. My branches are blowing everywhere. Oh, okay. We can stop now. That felt good to stretch. You are some beautiful trees. Let's keep going on our hike. And while we do, I have a favorite folk song we can sing, and it's from Ireland. It's a fun one to sing while we're hiking because it's all about a tree. And it's called The Rattlin' Bog. Do you know what a bog is? A bog is a place in nature where the ground is wet, sort of swampy. Luckily, the ground we're walking on today isn't swampy. So the song starts out like this. Ho, ro, the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Isn't that fun? And in this song, when you say rattlin', that means wonderful or awesome. All right, let's try it again, and you can try to sing it with me. Oh, row the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. And in this bog, there was a tree. Put your arms against your legs, straight like a tree. And in this bog there was a tree, a rare tree and a rattlin' tree, with the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh. Okay, do you remember how the chorus goes? Oh, row the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. And on that tree there was a bough. Put your arms up to be some boughs. Those are like the big main branches. And on that tree there was a bough, a rare bough and a rattlin' bough, with the bough on the tree and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. And on that bough there was a branch. Turn your hands up so they look like gnarled branches with your fingers. A rare branch and a rattlin' branch, with the branch on the bough and the bough on the, do you remember? Bough on the tree and the tree in the bog. Good. And the bog down in the valley, oh. So each verse adds something new and it gets harder and harder to remember. Okay, let's keep going. Oh, row the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. And on that branch there was a nest. Make a nest with your hands. Good. A rare nest and a rattling nest, with the nest on the branch, and the branch on the bough, and the bough on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, row the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, row the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. And in that nest there was, what do you think's in the nest? A bird! Can you make two little fingers like a beak? Like a little mouth? In that nest there was a bird, a rare bird and a rattling bird, with the bird in the nest and the nest on the branch and the branch on the bough and the bough on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, row the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh, oh, row the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Ooh, I need to take a breath. Ooh. Okay, so this is the last verse. Can we do it? And on that bird there was a tail. Your bird a little tail? With your hand? Good. A rare tail and a rattling tail, with the tail on the bird and the bird in the nest, and the nest on the branch and the branch on the bough and the bough on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, row the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. You did it! Did you survive? Whoa! That's a hard song, isn't it? It's a fun challenge to see if you can remember all the parts. Sometimes those songs that get longer and longer drive us crazy, but all the repetition is a great learning tool and it takes up a lot of time. So if you're traveling somewhere, by the time you reach the end of the song, you've come quite a long way. Well, while we were exploring around, I found something really cool on the ground. It's a pine cone. Have you seen a pine cone before? What's a word that describes a pine cone? Maybe rough? That's the way they feel on the outside, rough. Or brown, for what color it is. Or sticky? Oh, sometimes they have sap on them. Well, this pine cone has something interesting about it. It has all these little papery bits, like little filaments on it. And if I use my imagination, it sort of looks like, okay, now this is silly, sort of looks like little mouse bottoms with a tail and two back legs coming out. Oh, I have a silly song about this kind of pine cone and about this pretend mouse. Can you get one finger ready to be a mouse? Okay, our song goes like this. Once there was a little mousie, and his name was Douglas. Once there was a little mousie who ran from a snake. Ah! Can you scream? Ah! He ran to the left. Ah! Run to the side! Ah! And he ran to the right. Ah! Run to the other side! He ran up a hill. Ah! Run up high! And he ran round a tree. Run in circles. Then he hid inside a pine cone. Hide him inside your other hand. But I still see his tail. Can you poke your pinky out? Oh, there's his tail. It looks just like the pine cone I have. Okay, let's sing it one more time now that we've got some practice in us. Once there was a little mousie, and his name was Douglas. Once there was a little mousie who ran from a snake. Ah! He ran to the left, run to the side, and he ran to the right. He ran up a hill, ah! And he ran round a tree in circles. Then he hid inside a pine cone. But I still see his tail. Oh, poke your pinky out. There's his tail. Isn't that a funny little story? So if you see that kind of pine cone while you're out exploring, you can remember it came from a Douglas fir tree, just like the name of the mouse. We see lots of Douglas firs in the mountains here in Utah. So I guess my pine cone's not really a pine cone, since it didn't come from a pine tree. It's actually a fir cone. Maybe your grown-up can find a picture for you sometime so you can see what the fir cones look like with those little mouse tails all over. You guys are so good at looking at these small details. We've been on this mountain for quite a bit. It looks like the sun is just starting to go down. Uh-oh, hopefully we all brought our flashlights, did we? Oh, we did? Oh, phew! That's good news. And soon we'll be able to see the stars. When you're out in nature, you can see the stars so much better. That's such a fun thing to do in the summertime, because it's not so hot once the sun goes down. A fun thing about the stars is that it's easy to imagine pictures in them, like playing Connect the Dots. Have you ever played a Connect the Dots game? You draw a line in between the dots, and then it looks like a picture when it's done. People have been doing that and imagining that with the stars for a long time, long before TV, long before cars. They'd say, look, those stars sort of look like a bear, or those stars sort of look like a dragon. Our story today is an old story about some of the things people imagined in the stars. Can you get your finger ready to draw in the air? We're going to draw a constellation. Wow, constellation is a big word. What is that? What is a constellation? Yeah, a constellation is a big word for pictures in the stars. So you've got your finger ready. Can you draw a big letter W in the air? Let's try it. Oh, I'll make those points nice and spiky. Okay, let's do it again. W. W. Now, can you pretend that it's a W that got turned on its side? Oh, so now it sort of looks like a capital E, except it's more spiky. Should we try that? Spike, 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 spike. That is what a constellation named Cassiopeia looks like. In the olden times, people imagined that those zigzags were the seat on her throne. And on that throne sat a beautiful queen named Cassiopeia. So every time I say Cassiopeia, you'll hear this noise. And I want you to make a crown on your head with your fingers, so we remember she's the queen. There is another character in the story named Poseidon, and he is the god of the ocean. So when you hear his name, I want you to do a wave with your arms. Can you do that? Let's practice. Poseidon! Woo! Wow, that was a good wave! Okay, and there is one more character to remember. His name is Perseus. So it's different from Poseidon. There's Poseidon and Perseus. Perseus is a warrior, and he has shoes with wings on them. So when I say Perseus, I want you to move your feet really, really fast and say super shoes. Want to try it? Is that silly enough? Okay, ready? Perseus, super shoes. Oh my goodness. You guys are so good at that. Let's practice all of them all together. Ready? Cassiopeia. Okay, wear your crown. Good. Now, Poseidon. Oh, make the ocean wave. Now, Perseus. Oh, super shoes. Good job, you guys. You are so fun. Once upon a time, there was a queen. Her name was Cassiopeia. Did you put on your crown? She was the most beautiful in all the realms, but she was also not very nice and very vain. Cassiopeia, her castle was right by the ocean. So one day she went with all her servants to enjoy a day on the beach. She swam around, and afterwards her servants were brushing out her long hair. Three mermaids swam up. They came to sit on the rocks next to them. My lady, said one of the mermaids, you swim so beautifully, and your hair shimmers. You could be a mermaid yourself. The queen hardly even glanced at them. Humph, she said, I am far more beautiful than even the prettiest of all mermaids. The mermaids looked at each other. More beautiful even than the mermaid queen? Cassiopeia. Sniffed. Humph! I am much lovelier than her, and her tail is about as sparkly as a rusty old pot. Oh, The mermaids gasped. You shouldn't talk about our queen like that. Cassiopeia's face scrunched up. I can say whatever I like. Guards, get them out of my sight. The mermaids shrieked as the guards chased them away. But luckily, they got away unharmed. Little did Cassiopeia know that those mermaids were servants of Poseidon. Oh, make some waves. And he was married to the Mermaid Queen herself. The three mermaids swam back and found Poseidon in his coral gardens. They told him about what Queen Cassiopeia had said about them and about his beloved wife. The Sea King's face got angrier and angrier. Back on land, Cassiopeia was getting ready for the day when she heard a noise. People were shouting outside. She ran to her balcony to see a sea monster coming out of the ocean. It must have been sent by Poseidon. Maybe it was the kind of sea monster with tentacles like an octopus. Or do you think it was more like a water dragon? On the count of three, let's make our scariest sea monster noise. Ready? One, two, three. Whoa, that was pretty scary. The queen ordered everyone to come inside the city walls. The monster started throwing giant rocks at the city and smashing all the ships that were in the water. Soon the entire city would be destroyed. Cassiopeia knew she had to do something. She went to a fortune teller to ask him how to defeat the sea monster. If it were you, how would you defeat a sea monster? Would you fight it? Would you chase it away? Well, those are some good ideas. The fortune teller gave his answer. In order to save the kingdom, you must sacrifice the princess, your daughter, to the sea monster. The queen gasped. Oh no, that would be horrible. She couldn't even imagine it. But the days went by, and the monster kept getting closer and closer to breaking down the wall. If they didn't do something, there would be nothing left. And so, the princess was tied up and put on the rocks by the ocean. The sea monster saw her and let out a roar. Oh, I know you know how to make the roar. Let's hear it again. Awesome! He sped through the water. He was coming closer and closer and closer. He opened his mouth to gobble her up. But then they heard a loud voice. Sea monster, over here! The sea monster looked up to see a young warrior on the rocks. He was a famous warrior with wings on his shoes known all over the land. Do you remember who this is? His name was Perseus. Do you remember what to do? Move your feet really fast. Super shoes! Woohoo! He was lightning fast and super strong. Let's see your best warrior moves. Can you fight the monster? Oh no, look out for the sharp teeth. Ah, move your hands really fast. Woo! Those are some good moves. Soon, Perseus, super shoes, and the sea monster were both all tired out. But the sea monster still had energy to fight. But Perseus, super shoes, had another plan. He reached in his bag and pulled out a magic medallion. That's like a fancy old necklace. He got a running head start. Run, 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 run. And he took a giant leap in the air and he threw the medallion as hard as he could. Can you throw it with me? Ugh! The medallion plunked the sea monster right on the head. And when it touched the sea monster, it turned him into stone. Let's make our roar again, but roar like you're turning into stone. Perseus, super shoes, did a mighty strike with his sword. Can you swing a pretend sword? And the rock broke into pieces and sank to the bottom of the ocean. Hooray! The city was saved! The princess and the warrior were married, and they took over ruling the kingdom. But everyone wasn't so happy with Cassiopeia. It was her bragging that put them all in danger in the first place. So, when Cassiopeia was put in the sky, she sits on her throne. Half the night, the throne is right side up. But, as punishment, the other half of the night, her chair is upside down in the sky. So she has to sit holding on for dear life, and it's really uncomfortable. That way, everyone who looks at her picture in the stars will remember to be humble. Wow, what a wild story! There's a lot of action in that one. And you guys did a great job of helping to tell it. Give yourselves a hand. Lots of characters in this story have constellations. The princess is the constellation Andromeda. The warrior Perseus has a constellation too. And the sea monster is a constellation called Cetus. There are lots of myths from countries all around the world about pictures you can see in the stars. Well, friends, it's almost time for us to say goodbye. Our hike is almost over. Let's sing one more song about the night sky together. It goes like this. Can you make stars with your hands? Twinkle your fingers so they look like stars. Up in the sky, dilly dilly, stars shine so bright. Choose out the brightest, my dear, and wish on its light. Now make a circle with your hands for the moon. Round is the moon, dilly dilly, soft is its glow. Guiding our way, dilly dee, as homeward we go. Okay, one more time now that we know it. Up in the sky, dilly dilly, stars shine so bright. Choose out the brightest, my dear, and wish on its light. Round is the moon, dilly dilly, soft is its glow. Guiding our way, dilly dee, as homeward we go. Friends, I had so much fun going on an adventure with you today. I hope you have lots of chances to explore nature these next few months, or even just to go outside in your own backyard or neighborhood park. You are so smart and you notice such interesting things. Let's finish up with our homework song. This is the song that we sing at Orem Library to remind us of the things we can do while we're little that will help us build our brains for school and then help us keep learning all through life. It's to the tune of Jingle Bells. Ready? Read and write, sing and play, talk with me all day. These are the five things we do. My brain will grow this way. Thank you for coming, my friends. Keep being good explorers out there, and we'll see you next time. Bye! Hi, grown-ups. Thanks for joining me for our Behind the Story section, where we talk about early literacy. And thanks for joining your child for a storytime adventure today. Young children learn extra well when they have a grown-up that loves them right there, helping them along. Today, I thought I'd put in a plug for songs and stories that have repetition in them, since we sung a song today that had lots of repeated parts. You probably have read stories or heard songs like Rattlin' Bog before. They build upon themselves, so they get longer and longer and more involved. Some examples are obviously, green grass grows all around, the house that Jack built, I love my rooster loves me, there was an old lady who swallowed a fly, even green eggs and ham. These types of stories are called cumulative stories or cumulative songs. As grown-ups, they can sometimes drive us crazy. They're long and drawn out and get stuck in our kids' heads, and the endless repeat can really put our patience to the test. However, kids really enjoy them, and they help them develop some great skills, like sequencing, recognizing what came first, then second, next, last. They also help kids practice narrative skills, being able to remember the framework of how the story or the song went, how it played out. Kids love feeling like the experts who remember all the parts of a really hard song, or when they know exactly what happens next in the story. So it builds their confidence that reading books and singing songs is something they're good at. Some cumulative stories I've loved lately are Earworm by Joe Knowles, Everybody in the Red Brick Building by Ann Winter, Around the Table That Granddad Built by Melanie Hill, and Rum Pum Pum by David Harrison. I'm sure you have lots of favorites too, even if you haven't really thought about it before. Repetition comes in many forms too. It can be repeating a common refrain in a song, a sentence that repeats itself multiple times throughout a story, or kids wanting to read the same book again and again, even if they just enjoyed it yesterday. As kids' brains develop, their brains are making neural connections as they learn new things and have new experiences. Hearing similar words and patterns and same stories over and over reinforces these connections, making the concepts more likely to stick. In a 2011 study, a group of researchers tested kids' ability to remember new words. One group of preschoolers was read the same book multiple times, and other kids were read different books along the same topic. Can you guess which group remembered the new words better? Yep, the kids who heard the same book over and over again. Our library participates in a 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program. A question I get asked often is if they have to be read 1,000 different books. And to that I say, nope. If your child has a favorite book that they read 50 times, that totally counts. The repetition does just as many good things for their brains as brand new content. Not only that, but once a book becomes familiar, you know the feeling, it becomes like a friend. It's comforting to be read a book you know. That environment of being curled up with a grown-up, being read a book that is familiar and cozy, their brains are so receptive to learning in that environment since they feel safe and loved. It's a cornucopia of neurochemicals and positive brain responses where the brain is primed to soak everything in. So as you go about gathering books to read on your next library trip, remember that's totally cool to check out one that you've read before. Especially if you liked it, absolutely grab it and enjoy it again and again. You parents and caregivers are amazing. You're doing awesome and doing great things for your child's developing brains. I know hearing a lot of the same stories again and again requires a lot of patience on the adult's part. So thank you for being the ultimate brain builders. You are your child's first and best teacher. We'll see you next month for another story time. Bye!